Welcome back to The Weed. Yes, we are live. So let's start things out with a roll call. Comment letting us know where you're watching from, what you're smoking on now, what you last smoked on. Let's get the can of conversation going. Today, we have an update on the Girl Scouts selling cookies outside of dispensaries. NBA players might soon be able to smoke weed, and a Trump appointee gets canned for cannabis. Should we get into it? I think we should after we see who is early in on the conversation. We've got Ray Reyes. Hey there, thanks for tuning in. How you doing, George? Love our regulars, Johnny Blaze. Blazing up, I hope. Tim, Peter, Jason, bunch of you guys, thank you so much for checking in. We love that you're commenting. It's super important that you participate just as much as I am here. It's not a one-sided conversation. It's the whole point of social media, to get social. So, welcome back to the show. Today we sorry guys. Today we continue our Paradiso swag bag giveaway with a bunch of legal weedy goodies like these dope ass pins, some of these cool postcards, you know. This one says Paradiso, this one also says Paradiso, but you know. It's dope. They're super cute. And we can't exactly send you any of this. That's not happening. Let that go on the record. Nobody is getting sent any cannabis. But we will send you some cool cannabis swag. To win, follow Paradiso.gardens on Instagram. Comment on any post letting them know that Charlo sent you. And you got to be sure to share this post. And if you're not following us, then I mean, this is the home of the show, so you got to make sure you're following The Weed Show with Charlo Green on Facebook, all right? That should be simple enough. Get to sharing, get to commenting. I see the comment section is heating up. I love that. Congratulations to Aaliyah R. She took down last week's gift bag. She's been a regular viewer up until this week. Aaliyah, where the fuck are you? Super regular in the comment section. She says she's been busy at work, but she is sharing whenever she comes around. Congratulations to Aaliyah. All of you guys have just as much a chance of winning some of this swag. So get in on it. Make sure that you're subscribed to the Weed newsletter at theweed.tv in case you can't make it to one of our live streams or don't have access to Facebook. All of our episodes go up there. And you can, of course, just be sure to set your alarm to noon, Monday through Thursday, to tune in. Now, let's get things started. Let's get things smoking with today's Dank of the Day. All right, today's Dank of the Day is brought to you by Paradiso, a box that you only see as white on your screen because I'd like you to also see my face, and that's just kind of how lighting goes sometimes. Let's see if we can see. Oh, there we go. Gotta get it way up there. Paradiso, find them on Instagram at paradiso.gardens and find them only at the dopest dispensaries in California. And then, of course, our friends over at K-Town Collective. Got that reach. We're coming in at 5'10", comes in handy. Now, from Paradiso, we have Strawberry Banana. Strawberry Banana is a 70-30 indica dominant strain. It's known for its high THC content, and it produces happy, peaceful effects that sharpen creativity and sensory awareness. Yum, yum, yum. That's what that looks like. Oh, darn it. You guys are going to force me to get my nails done. I hate getting my nails done. But if I'm zooming in, then you can't be seeing what the other hand looks like. Another from Paradiso is Clementine Leafly. Great resource. They say Clementine is a sweet, citrus-flavored sativa hybrid that combines tangy with lemon skunk genetics. Paradiso invites you to stop, smell the flower, and enjoy paradise in a puff with Paradiso. Again, follow them if you want to win the swag bag. And then from K-Town Collective, this is how I wake up feeling daily. Legendary. Oh, no. Legend. It's not coming in deep enough. It's just not. Legendary. Legendary is a... Let me get a good nug. All of them are shoved in there. Shout out to family over at K-Town Collective. Been our partners for the last... this season and last season. And we love them. So Legendary is a sativa dominant strain that hits hard with a strong cerebral buzz and offers whimsical euphoria that makes consumers feel light on their feet. You can enjoy the strain to defeat depression or to front load strong mood enhancing effects. Now I hope you probably can't see the purple hues, but this is, it's cool. I really, looks interesting, sounds about right. We got strawberry banana, clementine, and legendary. Comment letting us know where you're watching from, which one you think I should go with. In all actuality, I should just go ahead and start rolling up one now. It does take a minute for you or two for all of you to get online. So let's see what you guys have to say about our options today. Let's see. Rocky, you're planning on winning. Oh, that's actually really sweet. Rocky says I'm winning every time I... Sorry. I won't read all of that. My boyfriend. He's in the next room. Different strains. Clementine. Coming in strong. It's time for us to bust open the clementine. I'm going to start rolling up. You know, I've actually been making a conscious effort to cut back on my tobacco intake. You know, we're smoking cannabis, but I love blunts. I can't even remember the name of those cardboard thingies that are like 99 cents. Mm-mm.
What are they?
Swishers! Yeah. No, I'm not about that life. I have been about that backwood life, though. I have definitely been riding for that. And it got to a point, it was last week, where we were basically smoking like a pack of these a day. None of the tobacco inside of them. We busted open and then put 3 to 4 grams of cannabis inside of it. But the fact that we're smoking all of that leaf, it's not a good thing. So this will be the last one I'm rolling up. We stopped smoking them a couple days ago. It just is kind of hard. One thing that we're doing, which I think is kind of weirdish, but it's very European, is we're like spliffing some of the backwood in. I could just go ahead and go cold turkey, but I have noticed that my consumption has just plummeted, where I was smoking like 20 grams of weed-ish a day between me and another person, but still, that's quite a bit of weed. Now it's like a joint or two. I smoke with you. I smoke after you. I do smoke before you. Maybe I'm just making all of that up. But let's start rolling up some of this clementine. Are you any good at rolling? None? Nah? What's this guy doing here? I'm going to get to rolling. Someone's going to get to rolling some of this clementine up. We see more of you are coming online. Here, let me take a quick second. And then we're going to get into today's... Hot topics? Hold on one second. What's up? It's... Yeah. Okay. So we're back to the show and we are gonna get into the... Now, up first in our pot topics. Last week, we covered a story about a Girl Scout who may or may not have been allowed to sell those delicious cookies in front of a marijuana dispensary in California. Well, the Girl Scouts of Colorado have made some updates, and they've decided to allow these girls to sell their cookies wherever they please, more or less. A spokeswoman for Girl Scouts of Colorado said, potential cookie sales sites are now all treated the same, and approval of those sites is contingent on whether they meet our guidelines and safety requirements. And new sites that have been approved include bars, not so safe, tattoo parlors, safer than bars, at least in my opinion. I haven't been to that many, though. Coffee shops, surprise, that was a banned one. And now dispensaries. Now, my opinion has not changed on this. This is America, which means money kinda comes first. So why wouldn't the Girl Scouts want to sell their cookies outside of dispensaries? It's like when a supermarket sells salsa right next to the chips, it kinda just goes together, delicious cookies, the munchies, being able to pick up some delicious Girl Scout cookies on the way out of a dispensary, grabbing some delicious Girl Scout cookies. Feels like a no-brainer, and banning the girls from selling there would have only been hurting their bottom line, and I think it would be like a tiny kick in... I'm not going to say kick in the C-U-N-T because we're talking about little girls. But if we're talking about an organization that's supposed to be giving these girls the tools to get into the world and really kick ass and dominate, then I would definitely think that encouraging them to be innovative and think of creative ways to get the biggest results out of whatever it is they're doing, like the smart girls that have decided to look for people that are looking for cookies. It's dope. I'm happy the Girl Scouts of Colorado have identified dispensaries as a safe place to sell those cookies because it is. Let me know what you guys think. Would you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies on the way out of a dispensary? If you're a parent, we talked about pot making people better parents, according to LA Weekly. If you're a parent, would you want your children, your daughters, selling cannabis? No, not cannabis. I guess you wouldn't want that. Would you want your daughter selling those cookies outside of cannabis dispensaries? Oh, I know. I'd like to get my hands on some Thin Mints or some of those Samoas. I do not eat chocolate. Give me some of those Samoas, you guys are going to see my skin all levels of fucked up. I don't care. I can work makeup magic enough. You know, we're magicians when it comes to makeup. But let us know in the comments what you think of the update to the Girl Scouts policies. That's CEO. Thanks for joining us. Jason's got to get back to work. let's see. It's definitely a safe place. I sure would. I'd never buy them normally, but if they're outside my medical shop, I might buy some with no peanuts. Right? It just makes sense. And then when you do leave the dispensary and you're feeling all good and you have that like high, not the high that you're excited about, but you have that like do-do-do-do-do. Why? You want to get everything in place. You're going to make sure that you're in a comfortable place to really enjoy all that stuff. So getting the cookies, getting the munchies, getting the Samoas. I like it. And getting the money. Good job, girls. Now, without getting too far away from delicious snacks, because I haven't eaten today, That's, now we're talking about food. All these stories are actually about food. Everything over the displaying, it's not, but could be. So we move on to the Hershey Company. You know, Hershey's poison for me because I don't eat chocolate. Hershey is in the news for sending cease and desist letters to an Oakland-based dispensary and a California edibles maker, saying that the two companies are allegedly infringing on their trademarks. And it's worth noting, the dispensary isn't any old dispensary. This is the dispensary, Harborside, the one that just beat the federal government in court after a years-long battle. And it wasn't their first. So the edibles maker, Good Girl Cannabis Company, resolved the matter amicably, but Harborside Dispensary of Oakland decided to fight back. And they won. Per usual, because that's just what we're doing in 2018. Cannabis is on the, it's on the correction. It's on the rise, you know? Going up in Oakland. If we sing anymore, they won't let us put this video up on Facebook. So, Harborside decided to fight back. They reached a settlement that said Harborside had zero legal liability. So, the industry standard, seriously, Harborside doesn't pay us, but everyone needs to go there. I ride for this place because it's just super legit. They fought the $7 billion candy giant and came out on top. Maybe an idea for a movie. I will be coming for that check if you use it. Now, in reality, issues like this highlight a serious issue in the cannabis community, which is evolving more into industry, where growing markets have to be more conscious of legal issues like trademarks and patents. The cannabis industry faces enough scrutiny from the government, the popos, so it's important that these same companies avoid the ire of billion-dollar companies like Hershey. Now, this isn't the first time Hershey or another major company has litigated in the marijuana sector to protect one of their trademarks. In 2014, Hershey sued another edible company in Seattle for making really obvious recreations of Hershey products. Now, anyone selling anything called Girl Scout cookies, aside from actual Girl Scouts, will be sued by them. That's why it's now called GSC. If you go to Leafly, which is usually where we get a lot of our strain information, and you look for Girl Scout cookies, it's GSC, formerly known as Girl Scout cookies. That's because they're just not playing games with us. And they've already, like, put the cookie family, which I think, started that strain, and any dispensary that's selling it on notice that they will come after anyone that's having anything to do with the proliferation of GSC. So we can't do stuff like that anymore. If we want to become and remain the serious money-making industry that we want to be, that we are becoming, we need to get serious about these legal issues, these new legal issues. Like before, everything was just illegal. Now you gotta watch your back and make sure that you don't get sued, make sure that you don't infringe on trademarks, because it is not worth it. Harborside might have the attorneys and the bag to back those attorneys to fight Hershey. You don't. I'm willing to bet a Harborside bag behind that. On to sport. Yay! Stuff I know tons about. In an interview with SB Nation, NBA Players Association Executive Director Michelle Roberts said the Players Union is exploring medical exemptions for NBA players to use medicinal cannabis, but said that federal law is currently standing in the way. And although there's a push from players and their union, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver doesn't think it's in the cards. He says he doesn't, quote, see the need right now for any changes in the league's cannabis policies. He goes on to say that the different laws in different states set up the players to get in trouble when traveling for games. Michelle Roberts isn't the only one pushing cannabis for NBA players. Former NBA star turned cannabis entrepreneur, or ganjapreneur, admitted in a video for Uninterrupted that about 70% of NBA players get high, and it's incredibly easy to cheat drug tests. Yeah, it is. We can get into it. All you need is a niece that doesn't smoke weed. I don't know, a cousin, someone that doesn't smoke weed, a little travel size shampoo bottle. Make sure that maybe wear two pairs of underwear and, like, I guess tidy whities, that's briefs is the guy term for the tight ones. So you wear that, you put it there, and so between the two things of underwear, because if it's too low in temperature, that's gonna flag things. It needs to be body temperature. So this is how I passed all of my drug tests for my news anchor jobs. Hey, CBS. But yeah, shampoo bottle, clean pee. The one time I failed a drug test, it's because I will... This is why I don't take advice from friends usually, because you got to be willing to have that advice be wrong and still be friends with them. It was for a really important job, and I took one of those drinks, the most widely recommended drink that's supposed to detox you and blah, blah, blah. No, did not happen. There was all the weed that I just smoked for one of my friend's birthdays. I knew I had the interview coming up. It's on me. At the end of the day, that's how you do it. Back to sport. It shouldn't be a surprise that NBA players like to smoke because weed is great. The interesting thing here is that nobody seems to be against the actual idea of the players using cannabis medicinally or recreationally. The commissioner appears to be more afraid of his players getting mixed up in federal versus state law issues, which can certainly be an issue for players that travel throughout the season. So if recreational cannabis is legalized throughout the country, it'd be really interesting to circle back to the NBA and see if they follow through with what they've said and allow these players to smoke. Let me know what you think. I'm pointing there because I'm reading the comments off that screen over there. Let me know what you think. Can cannabis be considered a performance-enhancing drug? Or should we just allow our athletes to do whatever makes them healthiest? You know where I stand on this. I want to know where all of you stand on this. Push it, push it, push it good. Okay, thanks. Definitely contributing to the conversation. I love you guys. Lori says, I think it's great. It definitely should be allowed. Okay. George David Banks, a White House climate advisor that served under George W. Bush and Donald Trump, resigned on Wednesday after being denied security clearance by White House lawyers. This comes at the heels of Banks admitting he smoked marijuana 5 years ago, in 2013. He said, quote, it was an honor to serve the president at the White House, and he looks forward to supporting the president in the future, end quote. I don't even know how to respond to this story, to be honest. If we fired everybody that smoked weed one time, the world would literally come to a screeching halt. What was this statistic that we covered the other day? 55% of people in the U.S. over 13 years old have tried cannabis. Literally, the America world would stop spinning. That's the America stat. So, to be fair, this guy's a staunch Republican and a climate change denier, so I'm glad he's gone. But he might not be being treated super fair. His hypocrisy, a Republican who smokes the very thing his party is trying to keep illegal, that's like one of their merit badges, is evident, but that doesn't mean he should face harsher penalty than the average man. It's undisclosed whether he smoked in a state that had partial legality or even how much he smoked. Did he pick up his son's vape expecting cherry flavor and get high, or did he roll a rose blunt like I unsuccessfully did last week and watch The Simpsons in the hopes of giving himself a night off? We don't really know. Doubt we'll ever find out. This is probably his scarlet letter in the shade of forest green. But what we do know is Banks might be one of us. kinda. And we'd welcome him to the party as long as he agreed to stand over there. If you're watching this right now, which you probably are because you're not at work anymore, ruining our country and the rest of the world, fucking climate change denier, working in the fucking White House, glad you lost your job, ha, in your fucking face, on to the next story. But yeah, you can smoke your weed. Yeah. I don't like weed haters. They're dumb. That's that guy's face. Fuck him. USA Today's published an article titled, Mexican Cartels Pushing More Heroin After U.S. States Relax Marijuana Laws. Never got to rolling that up, but we have this. And this is like half my day's worth of weed now, so. If you can hear that, that's a bull mastiff snoring. She just loves hanging out, the only one we're live. Okay, so back to more. I don't know how to cough cute yet. Shoot! It's suddenly getting hotter in here. Shit! All right. Back to more of the media trying to blame marijuana for the rising opioid crisis. This article claims that because of relaxed laws in the United States allowing more people to produce marijuana legally, Mexican cartels are facing a serious issue of supply and demand. More legal weed in the U.S. means there is less of a demand for illegal weed from Mexico, which was quite shitty anyway. So, USA Today claims they're turning to growing opioids to fill the hole left by marijuana sales. This is an issue of misrepresentation. The idea that the cartels are changing their product and selling that to the U.S. is plausible and likely, but blaming the legalization of marijuana for this is problematic for a few reasons. The main reason being phrasing a headline like that is super misleading. Everyone knows, every one of us that have ever been paid to like write for news or anything, we know that most of you guys never read past a headline. That just is what it is. So when a site like this, USA Today, puts something like that out, blame marijuana for your mom being down. It's not fair. If you remember high school algebra, correlation does not mean causation. Just because two things happen at the same time doesn't mean one causes the other. Illegal weed coming into the United States is down because we're growing more legally. Opioid production is up in Mexico because we have an addiction crisis over here, and there's a high demand for the product. Linking the two independent circumstances is asinine and damaging. I hope other news outlets do a better job of covering issues like this in the media. Image is important, and that's the only way the public can make an informed decision on legalization. And it's important to also point out the fact that opioid overdose rates are down dramatically everywhere that has legalized cannabis. Why they don't mention that in this article that claims cannabis is driving the crisis when cannabis is actually healing the issue, it's preposterous, and someone deserves to get kicked in the cunt. Let's circle back around to that. I think I'm going to include that daily, okay? Do you think the media covers cannabis responsibly? Did I have to say fuck it? I'd probably say no, but I'd love to hear what you had to say. Love to hear what you had to say. Lori says, I work at a medical cannabis dispensary. I see the changes it helped with many clients. She's off the painkillers, lost 100 pounds with the help of... Fuck! Lori, message us your number. We should Skype. We should be having these calls. That's dope. I especially want to hear about that 100 pounds part. constantly trying to not balloon. I'm so hungry. But also the pills, that's something that more people probably need. So I'd love to hear about that. Definitely message us. We love the fact that all of you are so open to being a part of this important conversation. So that is our last hot topic. We can get into what's in your weed. We got a new batch of products tested from Alternative Herbal Health Solutions in West Hollywood. One of the first stores in Southern California to start selling recreational weed. So we thought it'd be cool to see what kinds of cannabis Netflix was slash is. Their show is canceled. We haven't been back to Oz since we secret shopped the products. But we were surprised at the quality. We revealed the results for the Netflix Eve's Bush strain being sold at Oz, and we found that it had 10 CFUs of Aspergillus, which is a fungus that is carcinogenic. So Netflix was definitely selling fungusy weed that is not legally sellable in about 4 months now, when all of the new rules are in place to protect patients. But they're selling it now, or at least sold it to us. Is that the same case with Netflix's Banana Stand Kush? The results came in and it looks like it passed the test. Our good friends at Farm Labs are going to be chiming in and explaining what all of the new rules mean, but only after we reveal what else is in the weed being sold out of Alternative Herbal Health Solutions, Dr. Dina's shop. So far, scientists have found the carcinogenic fungus dressed up as the good stuff. But what about the house strain Banana Nana? I know, I like reading them live on the show, so we'll get it to that point, but I had a peek at these results. And you're going to be kind of surprised. You're definitely going to be surprised, because it definitely fails, like, the hardest. It fails the hardest. So, that pretty much does it for today's show. Let us know what you think of the sound. We switched things up today after some feedback from some people. I could probably roll this blunt. I mean, if you guys want me to. If you don't, I'm just gonna go and smoke it in private. Maybe take my wig off. I don't know. It's only Wednesday, not the weekend yet. Hey, Kianda. You're watching at work. Maybe I shouldn't be shouting you out by name. But this is the strain you guys chose, the Clementine. I'm going to need some more Paradiso very soon. But let's roll up. What do you guys think? A backwood or a... Well, I don't see any papers. I guess we have to see more backwood. Don't try and bring any over here. All right, Lori's rolling up too. Are you bringing me papers? Oh, I guess those are papers. You guys can help me stand strong, I guess. We're supposed to be kicking it. I told them about how you're doing the weird spliff thing. That's not Paradiso papers. Gotta get the Paradiso papers on deck. Elements are nice. I love the rice paper. There's just something about, what's that other kind of paper that I don't like? Yeah? I don't like paper. Yeah, you can get the pack of backwards. It's not as strong as me. But yeah, these are the papers we're gonna roll this up with. And I'm just going to assume pan because my arm's tired. Paradiso. But that's a part of your Paradiso swag bag. So, Aaliyah, if you ever tune back in, you'll see. Someone will claim their prize soon enough. Until then, so much stuff that's just kind of backing up. I just need to get rid of a lot of it. So the more you guys share, I think we can like increase the frequency of how often we give out the postcards, especially. Yeah, especially if he doesn't even put a stamp on it. Yeah, we should be sending out maybe one of these a day. When we go to the mailbox, then it's just another drop. Last season, we were doing daily, like, mailing daily giveaways. And when you're giving away, like, gifts and it costs you, like, $20 to send every single thing, then it becomes not cost productive. So, oh, we have Benita chiming in. She says the B Media works with Big Pharma. Why the hell would they report factually and unbiased? You are speaking motherfucking facts. The whole United States needs to get on board. I've said since the 90s, legalization would solve so many problems, medicinally, environmentally, financially, and so on, but they don't want none of that. I put it out there, girl. You are speaking facts. That is why I love you guys. Now, honestly, this is probably going to take me several minutes. I'm horrible at rolling up, but I mean, let's roll up. Let's roll up. Let's roll up. Why don't you know how to roll weed?
Shitty fingers.
Shitty fingers is no excuse. You gonna learn today. So, I guess I promised I'd blow this up. So what else is new with you guys? It's been kind of chilly out here in California for the last couple of days. I know I say chilly and I'm wearing a tank top and I wore flip-flops out today. I forget what the cold north is like so quickly. Alaska is brutal, 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 brutal. Hey, Keeks! Commenting, chiming in. He's getting it shipped, but that's Nerf. Please don't do... Can you delete that comment about getting whatever shipped, but it was nerve-wracking? Your comment is nerve-wracking. You do not need to be on this feed. You know I'm still on film. Come on, you know them peoples is watching. I'll delete it for you. Hold on one second. I have none of you guys left. The same situation as me. Where is that? Okay, thank you. Teamwork makes the dream work. Now let me roll this up for all of you watching at home. You guys need to chime in more on the decision for the dank of the day. You can do a daily roll up at the end of the show for those of you that want to hang around after we're done sharing most of the information. The longer the show is live, the easier more people find it. So this couldn't hurt. Well, I still am starving, but this will only make the food that much better. Now, let's see me roll this struggle joint, because why would I be rolling joints? I roll blunts. This can't turn out like the rose blunt. Are you laughing at me? You know, the basic premise is simple. Yeah, I am about to start talking shit because it looks like it's gonna, you know, the basic premise is simple. You just gotta get a good base, make sure things are ground up just nice. Oh, definitely ripped it in half. Like I was saying, I only wanted to smoke half because, like I said, you know, just, you know, reeling in my consumption habits. And I'm thinking we should start doing, like, California giveaways for, like, people that are in the area just because I have a lot of weed that I need to give away. A lot of it. This is just a prop, but this is all weed. But it, well, it's technically not a prop because it is all weed, but... But yeah, that's there. It's a lot of weed here. So maybe we'll do that with the postcards. We'll have to think about it. Alternate between the two. But see, that is how a boss rolls a joint, you know? It really wasn't anything. Bye. Okay, let me puff you guys out. You're watching at work. Let me blow some smoke in your face before we tap out for the day. Mm-hmm. Parody says Clementine. I like it. I like it. Again, let us know what you think of the sound for today's show. We're always working on improving the experience for you. And yeah, it might not look like it's smoking, but it is smoking. Mm-hmm. Early. Come on, damn it. We're alive. That makes it fun, though. That's it. That's all I got for you guys today. Here. See you tomorrow!